Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, October 30th, the day before Halloween. And Burns, are you wearing any special costumes this year?
Well, I'm going to leave that a surprise, but I will have a bag. Of course, I don't try to collect candy. I try to collect money for OSU. So it might be a tough go on Halloween night.
If you're ringing the doorbell, then it's going to be with cash in hand, right?
I hope they do.
Okay. Well, hopefully our listeners will take heed. It's the final day of our pledge drive. Hopefully it won't be a frightful finish for us.
I'm sure it won't, Kelly. You all do a great job every day, and I know it. In the end, people want to support that. So I hope everybody has pledged, but if you haven't, you still got a little bit of time to be a part of this drive and help sustain and propel KOSU into the future.
Well, and we're having a lot of fun this week with the pledge drive, but we do have some sad news, the passing of two Oklahoma journalism legends.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, Jack Lancaster was our advisor in our journalism department at OSU for over 25 years, and there's hundreds of journalists, practicing journalists around the country today who are doing a great job thanks to Jack's work. And also, we lost an old friend of mine and just a mainstay in politics and journalism in Oklahoma. Leland Gourley died at 94 years old. He was currently the editor and then publisher of Friday, a weekly OKC newspaper, and had a very varied career, starting World War II and with banking and politics, ran for governor one time, and everybody has Leland to blame for me being president of OSU, probably, because he's the first journalist that wrote anything about this this idea of my becoming president. So I'm grateful. I'm not sure anybody else is, but I'm grateful to Leland.
And as President Burns, you picked up an award on OSU's behalf last week, I understand.
I did indeed. Ann and I were in New York for the annual dinner of the Community for Education Foundation. They awarded OSU a National Achievement Award. It's really thanks to the work of 4-H, which is a part of the OSU Extension Services. And they are providing a life skills program, which is really was developed by the Community for Education Foundation. It's called Overcoming Obstacles, and we're taking that to some 4,500 youth in Oklahoma and also implementing it at all of the schools. So it's a very exciting program. And I'm also proud to say that Boone Pickens received their Lifetime Achievement Award from the organization. As you know, Boone Pickens has given away more money than he's worth, and it's been to a lot of great causes, including OSU. So Boone was richly deserving of this award.
And Burns, OSU is also being recognized for diversity.
Yes, and we have tried very hard to make our campus more diverse. It's just I want it to look more like America. To the extent our students can learn to work with people of different cultures, races, creeds, the better. And so we were very proud to be recognized with the Excellence of Diversity Award. And it's just part of our land-grant mission, in my opinion. Also, our veterinary college, which does an outstanding job and is doing a great job with Ann's and my new dog, Scruff, also were recognized as the most affordable veterinary school in America for in-state students and sixth most affordable for out-of-state students. So that was a great recognition of the value that that veterinary school provides. And then finally, our student union, which of course has been recently remodeled, and I hope everybody's gotten to see it, was named the number one most amazing campus student union in the nation. So it's always great to be amazing.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.